Good Saturday morning. Bob Bosold with you as we start off this morning with a silage focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brands, silage specific corn hybrids. Visit mycogen.com. And we're not going to talk specifically about the Mycogen BMR this morning with Dr. Kathleen Emery, who is a veterinarian and forage nutrition specialist with Mycogen, but some other things that all lead into cow and calf health, which makes for an animal that needs to be comfortable, because we always start with cow comfort. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing today?
Well, I'll do a whole lot better if spring springs pretty soon.
Well, it looks pretty nice out here today, and I think once things start warming up, we'll be able to get in the fields and get our BMR planted.
Absolutely, and of course, safety first, because we get into a crunch season and we kind of get focused on planting and we kind of lose sight of some other things. So safety first, right?
Definitely, that's the main thing.
Now, you just returned recently from a Tri-State Nutrition Conference down in Indiana, and a lot of things were talked about. A couple that caught your attention, you said, one was managing cows for heat stress. What kind of topics were mentioned there as we're getting into, well, May is just down the corner, and hopefully some hot weather is ahead of us, but what about managing cows for heat stress? What was brought up?
Well, you know, in Wisconsin, it goes from winter to summer pretty quickly. And there were about 500 attendees at this conference in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The conference is put on by Ohio State University, Illinois, Michigan State, and Iowa State. And so I listened to one professor from Iowa State, Lance Baumgard, talked about feeding and managing cows to minimize this heat stress. And, you know, he talked about how we used to think that reducing milk production during heat stress was due to decreased feed intake. But now they've done some research to show that there's differences in carbohydrate, lipid, and protein metabolism that also make quite a bit of difference. He talked about some of the intricacies of those metabolic changes, saying that fiber quality is really, really important during the summer because it has some buffering capacity, stimulates saliva production for the rumen. And we know that the heat stress cow is often faced with rumen acidosis conditions because she's blowing off CO2, panting to try to get rid of some heat while the body tries to maintain the same pH in the blood. A lot of times she's in an acidotic state. And so what she does is she stops eating and rumination changes. That is also a key stimulator of saliva production. So fiber quality becomes even more important during the summer.
And, of course, that's what we're concentrating on with the Mycogen BMR hybrids is that fiber content, right?
Exactly. And he also mentioned that a lot of times don't pay attention to our dry cows and our pre-fresh cows because we're interested in keeping the milk production up in the milking herd. But the dry cows are really affected by heat stress. And it doesn't always appear to be that way, but they did research on paired cows that were cooled with fans and soakers, and their cohorts were just to deal with the heat on their own. See, a lot changes physically in those cows, but the production that the cooled cows had after they calved was a lot different, a lot better if you had cooling during the dry period. So they mentioned some things about dry cows that were kind of interesting. We should make sure that we have Monensin in the herd. You know, always pay attention to water availability and being clean about water tanks. And then increasing the level of potassium in our rations, 1.4 to 1.6% of the dry matter should be potassium. And also trying to maintain a positive dietary cation anion difference is important in the summer.
And, of course, another topic related to that, maternity pen design to keep these dry cows, these just-about-to-freshen cows healthy. What did they talk about there, maternity pen design?
Well, that was an interesting talk out of Ohio State. And as we know, the calving period is a critical time because they're entering the most dangerous time for a dairy cow is right before calving and right after calving. This research is out of the University of British Columbia and University in Denmark, and the professor now is at Ohio State. But what they did, which was kind of interesting, is, you know, they talked a little bit about pen moves, and we know that from some of the recent research, we know that a lot of cows move sometimes 5 to 6 times pens during that 6-week period in transition, and we like to minimize those pen moves. But this researcher looked at behavior right around giving birth. And so what they did was that they had cows in open packs, and then they had built up an enclosure about 8 feet tall with a door in it. And they watched cows with a video camera to see if cows would prefer one open pack to this enclosed pack. And what they found was that cows that calved during the day, 81% of them preferred to go into that shelter when they were alone in a calving area. So that shelter, whether it was light or the environment, or if they just like to look for a, you know, a secluded place to calve, they preferred that during the day. At night, it didn't matter. But during the day, they liked to be in an enclosed situation. And then they also looked at another enclosure that was only 5 feet tall with like an open side. 80% of the cows liked that, and they liked to be able to look out and see other cows in the pen, but they went into this kind of a plywood, half-wall, kind of a secluded area to have their calves. And so what this researcher is going to study is if you can provide those kind of things to cows, it will see reduced dystocia and stillbirths in our cows. So that's what they're studying. That was really interesting to me because I'd never seen any research in that area.
Boy, that sounds like an interesting conference. Doctor, thanks for sharing all that information with us this morning.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Happy spring.
Absolutely. Hope it's not far away. Dr. Kathleen Emery, veterinarian and forage nutrition specialist with Mycogen this morning on our Silage Focus program brought to you by Mycogen brand, Silage Pacific Corn Hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. And stay with us. More coming up this Saturday morning here on WAX. I'm Bob Bosold.